Catapult Chicago has got new digs. They were so gracious as to invite me to their old space to take a tour on several occasions. Many, many, many of their companies have come on stage to pitch on Technori. Most recently would be Kurt Mackey from Fly.io. Overall, the companies that have gone through Catapult have raised something like $150 million or something like that, and they've got a 90% success rate, and most of that is attributed to the fact that they are very selective. Companies graduate on a rolling admissions 2 years at a time. And just in general, I don't know how to describe it really. We'll have Caitlin, who is the executive, newly appointed executive director, describe it better than I can. But the best I can tell you is that there's companies that come out of Catapult and you're just like, oh yeah, that figures. Catapult companies have a very, very unique look to them. They're very strategic, I guess. I don't know how else to put it. But anyway, I decided I would have Caitlin come back in, Caitlin McAllister, come in and talk a little bit about not only her promotion as executive director, but Catapult Chicago's new digs and new focus and what they're working on in the city of Chicago. So this is me talking to Caitlin McAllister. Congratulations on executive director.
Thanks.
That is pretty sweet.
Big news. Happened softly in January.
Okay.
But kind of ramping up, you know.
Takes a while to print business cards.
Indeed.
It does take a while.
Indeed.
And so then with that, they decided they should just give you a whole new office too then.
Right.
So you guys
upgrade.
Are moving.
All the way around.
Tell me about the, like, everything. Tell me what's going on with you guys, and then we'll jump into like what Catapult actually does for those who, for whatever reason, don't know. And join here, we've got Niger, who's the intern of the year, the moment right
That's
now.
That's right.
University of Chicago guy. I'm a Northwestern guy, so I'll just probably not talk to you that much, but you're welcome to jump in anytime you want. So tell us a little bit about the move and sort of like what's been going on, and then we can jump into all of the differentiations that
Sure.
they just Catapult.
Yeah. So after 6 years at our first and still current location, you know, there's been some shifts just with real estate. Our building is going under massive renovation. It's kind of forced us to look at other options, which was, honest to God, as a not-for-profit, kind of scary.
Yeah.
Luckily, we have a bevy of wonderful sponsors such as CBiz Gibraltar, and they held my hand, knowing nothing about commercial real estate. I've learned more than I ever wanted or anticipated.
We can talk about commercial real estate, Michelle, if you'd like. I spent 4 years right down the drain in it, and so if you want, I mean, I can pull that drain
intense,
out.
It's intense, man. It's intense.
Oh, it's brutal.
But CBiz totally held my hand and navigated the process, and you know, serendipitously, you know, we would have never looked. It wasn't something that was necessarily kind of written for us, but forced us out of our comfort zone. And as I said, upgrade in every way. You know, currently we're at 321 North Clark, which has been a wonderful home for us on the 25th floor with 15 offices. Our new space is in the Franklin Building, old AT&T Building, 227 West Monroe. We're on the 52nd floor. So we're trading some river views for some lake views.
But a much longer elevator ride.
Yeah. We actually have to shift elevator banks.
Oh.
Luckily, there's a bar on the shift floor, so that kind of appeases the people that don't like elevators.
I was going to say that.
Take a shot, keep
yeah,
going.
Yeah, take a shot and just keep. For us, it's like the same thing. We're on like a floor. I've always been like a floor 12 and 13.
Uh-huh.
Now we're on a 55.
Yeah.
It's a long ride.
It is. Your ears pop.
Yes, the ears, exactly. Yeah. That was an adjustment.
Yeah.
So for those who do not know, Catapult, which is awesome, you're both wearing Catapult shirts, so I can say it exactly right. I'm like so bad with remembering names of things in the middle of conversation. I'm just like, Catapult, what is Catapult?
Yeah, we're the only non-for-profit peer-selected tech hub for startups with business traction. To unpack that a little bit, we never take equity or invest in our companies. We make sure that they meet certain criteria. Proven traction typically means they've raised some type of money, seed, pre-seed, angel investment. Proven product market fit and revenue generating. So they're a little bit later.
Yeah. I mean, you've got a bunch of companies that come on Technori stage, like Fly.io is one of those companies.
Yep.
There's been several
LearnCore,
of them.
LearnCore, two of our founders, just had their 50 mil acquisition and exit. So super exciting. But we make sure that they're in the right space to play with other founders. We're industry agnostic. But once they meet those criteria, they're required to pitch to all of our current founders. Some of them are alumni come back, and the founders are the ones that are voting them on or off the island, which creates this really great safety net and foundation of founders helping founders. So I made that mistake. You don't have to.
Yep,
Let me tell you how I did it.
Yep.
So that's what we do. After 6 years in the space, we've incubated over 45 companies. We've had 6 acquisitions, including the big one from LearnCore.
Yep.
Our companies have raised 170 mil. So we've got some proven players in the space that still come back to hang out and mentor and pass on their advice.
So we have a lot of crossover. Technori has worked with companies there. We've worked with you guys. We've worked in the same pool for a while. One of the advantages that we have always had until I think now it's going to start changing a little bit with what we're doing, but the nonprofit moniker for you guys has been a big deal, because I would argue that almost all of the incubators and almost all the investment groups in Chicago have been operating as a nonprofit, even though they weren't a nonprofit. And that's sort of part of the problem of making money on the startup world is it's just so unpredictable and it's so resource intensive. So as a nonprofit, how does it work for you guys to be able to actually help, and like, what's the return look like, and how is the support there?
Yeah. So, I keep bringing the LearnCore guys up, but they are
entrepreneurial
founders of Catapult, partnered with our flagship sponsor, Foley and Lardner, but also the lawyers there with the other two founding members that provided the space originally. So they wanted to create a community of founders, for founders, by founders.
Yep.
They didn't want to give up equity. They didn't want to be tied to an entity just for the space. So that's kind of where they decided to make it a not-for-profit. And back then, when we started, we were one of three: TechNexus, 1871, Catapult. Now, to give a reminder,
it's like 80 of them.
130.
130, even
plus,
better.
Not counting suburbs, right? So this industry and the space has really exploded. So there's a lot of opportunity, but back then they were smart and had a lot of resources and a lot of contacts that we were able to cultivate this really wonderful house of sponsors and mentors. So for us, we subsist on corporate sponsorship. Our sponsors get exclusivity in their vertical. They're all verticals designed to help them scale, and they all give some type of benefit to Catapult companies kind of free of charge, right?
Yeah.
I'm the only full-time employee. Yep. So again, non-for-profit. You talk about other spaces that have 15 community managers.
But you rely on people like Nigeria who come in and interns. Like, what? I'm going to bring you in for a second on this, because like, you're getting to kind of see firsthand like how lean and like resource not intensive it is in this world. Like the tech company thing seems sexy, and I was like, oh yeah, like a tech startup. You're like, nah, you really don't have much. Like, there's nothing. There's like nothing there. What is it like for you to walk into this, especially compared to like Polsky Center and U of C, which has, you know, everything in the world?
So the first thing I noticed was the like sense of community that you feel as soon as you walk through the doors. Like, there's a bunch of different things for the people to do, like the ping pong table, the keg, and then just people always like hanging out around.
Freshman mentioning the keg. He does not partake.
Of course not. Of course not. Well, no, you're surrounded by lawyers. That would be bad.
So yeah, I think that seeing the people, like actually seeing the people that run these startup companies and the people that operate them, has like influenced the way I see the tech startups in a good way.
That's good. That's what we want to see. We want the next generation of people who come through to realize that it wasn't, because this has always been the kind of the fear. I mean, for me, at least, when I look at Chicago's tech community, it's like, we were kind of that young kid who looked at Silicon Valley and was like, oh, we're going to do that. And we got a little bit of ground, and then we gave it all away chasing after doggy apps and stupid stuff that just was just bad. And we had some companies that, you know, we had a really hard time getting companies that were like real unicorns. And say for some of the recent issues with one of our unicorns, like in general, we've just had a really hard time because we didn't follow what we do best, because we didn't have that example of like, wow, it actually does take like a lot of work and a lot of years to get there. So it's good to see that you're like recognizing that like this is not overnight success. It's like an 8-year overnight success, which is a long time.
I think that's the benefit of Catapult, right? Like, we still have a 90% success rate for our startups. And because of, again, that knit together founder for founder, or help
and how
me, help
there's
you.
A rule also like on how long they're there and stuff like that. So
2 years.
So they, it's like what I, again, another thing about this that I think is very different from the rest is it's not 13 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
It's not forever.
And it's not a cohort.
Yeah,
so it's
exactly.
Rolling admission.
So you're rolling all the time, but it's like you've got 2 years to take advantage of what we can bring you. If you don't, I can't really help you. And quite honestly, like if after 2 years, you're still only needing this much resources, maybe.
Yeah.
Not
and
so good.
And I think that's where, again, having the you know, I'm a Midwest transplant. I'm from the West Coast. I'm in Arizona. And so I really think what they say is true, that people here are willing to help each other. I think tech can be a cutthroat industry, but from our community standpoint, like, again, I'm it.
Yeah.
I have support, but our founders that are within Catapult are helping me as well. Everybody's willing to take time to say, like, how can I connect you? Who can I introduce you to? How can I unpack how I solved that problem so that you don't have to, right?
I think it's very true. I think one of the things that has been, for me at least, differentiating is I think that we, and I don't know if it's tech or the kind of people who attract tech, or if it's Chicago, or if it's a combination, we're very willing to give you an opportunity from the ideation to through seed into Series A, almost, maybe slow, getting close, where it's like, even if we're competitors, it's like, you know what? Like, it's going to come down to execution. So this is what I can tell you. Here's some people I can introduce you to. It's worked for me. It's once you get to, like, now you're real, like, you're out on your own, like, you're out on your own.
That's right.
and I think it's interesting, which is where, like, where we come in, and I think that's the other part. I was talking with the guest in sales assembly before about how everyone's got to, like, for this to work, everyone's got to willingly find their niche and know who they are in their spot, and not try to gun for other people's spots, and know, like, this is where you come in and this is where I come in, like, and be cool with it, because Chicago has this really unique infrastructure just because of the way we are. It's like lasagna. Like, we just kind of stack things on top of it. I was just in Rome, so that's where I came from.
Love it.
I know. And they told me about the history of Rome. It's like,
I'm going to use that now.
It literally is like lasagna.
Like lasagna.
You just stack, like, one lifetime on another generation, another dynasty. They stack.
It's crazy.
And so when you look at, like, the history of it, it's like, very leveled. Chicago is like that. We've got Industrial Revolution stuff. We've got political machine stuff. We've had these, like, generational things. And the tech build for us has been the same, where I view it as, like, there are those people who have decided, like, for whatever reason, that early stage spot is where they want to focus their time and energy to, like, help or to be involved or participate or make money or whatever.
Yep.
And then there's, like, the next layer that's like, well, listen, I'm going to take a little bit more of you, but I'm going to bring you this. And then the next level is, like, the same. And we're getting to a point where we almost have all the levels necessary.
Mm-hmm.
We just need those levels to now start to learn how to play together.
Yeah.
And the one thing that I will give you is, like, the ultimate compliment to Catapult has been that the companies that I've ever met out of Catapult, and the ones that have been on stage, all of them have been so refined and so, and I don't mean refined and polished in, like, a like, cheese ball sort of way, but just, like, they know what they're trying to accomplish and how they're going to go after it. And it's really not about whether or not we're going to get there. It's more about, like, we're going to get there. Like, this is how. Like,
yep.
We're gonna, and, like, and that's the one thing that I think lends itself really well to being that beginning, you know, to you, like, not the first, not two people in a laptop, but, like, doing business. Like, we're going to learn how to scale this for real.
We still have a lot to learn, but again, that holding hands, they're doing that together as well.
Yep.
But they have traction. They have a team. They have some type of funding. They've already pitched.
Yep.
They know what their elevator pitch is, right? But yeah, over the 2 years,
they're in a position to take advantage of the resources you have.
Yeah.
That's the thing that I think has been
one of our board members, Craig Vodnik, who helped found our Everest program.
Yep.
You know, he's a wonderful resource to the community, but always happy to give advice.
Cleverbridge,
yes. Yep. Should have mentioned, but we take a piece of Craig.
He's a friend of the show. Craig's been on the show several times.
He's
love Craig.
Wonderful, wonderful to Catapult, but kind of developed this Everest program where he was like, my advice doesn't seem to stick a lot, but your companies are at the perfect point where, like, they can really take use of my advice, and I can, you know, we have checkpoints that they can complete something, come back and learn more.
Yep.
So Craig is just one.
That's a great example. I guess that's a
mentors.
Better example of the point I was trying to make, because I look at some of the, like, everybody can't be everything to everybody.
Yeah.
And all of the incubators, all of the accelerators, all of the people who claim they're somewhere in between, they have all the same stuff, only they don't. And the people that come in there can't use any of it.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's just noise.
Yeah.
And then there's places, like, when I did the tour with you guys and walked through, it was like, okay, that's that for a reason. That's there for a reason. This is where people go. This is.
Well, and I think that's where we're super small. We're super humble, but it creates like the necessity
it's
to
scarcity.
Make the use
you
of
make for, you
everything.
Force scarcity. So, yeah. And I think, again, that speaks to the position that you're looking for the companies. Like that's, yeah. You're not looking for someone to sit there and like play Sega Genesis and be like, so what do we, you know, like.
Yeah. Everybody you know. Says when they come in, like, it's so quiet and like, it's so odd to yeah. them because typical incubator like fun tech hubs, you know, have a lot going on, and like we will have the intermittent ping pong game. Lunchtime and happy hour is full of people, but in working hours, I mean, they are in their offices getting shit done.
Yeah,
they're not hanging out playing Sega or drinking.
And,
right?
And I have to say,
they may
a,
be drinking in their office.
Yeah, well, you have to be drinking. Yeah, I mean, there's listen. Anyone who says that they don't drink when they work, like you're a weirdo. I have to mention, like, I can feel the heat from my producer, John, looking over me as I age myself on the Sega Genesis. That's right, folks. I just named Jock Sega Genesis and Sonic the Hedgehog. That's what we're playing
love
there.
It. We do amazing. Still have those kind of throwback games.
Which so. Is it. Which
you're
is
still
it.
In.
Can I add on to what Caitlin
yeah.
said? Going back to what you also said earlier, coming in, I thought Techstars was just like, okay, you make something, and then, like, it just grows, and that's it. But after coming into Catapult, I noticed that it does take a long time, and it's more of a marathon and not just a full-out sprint.
Yeah.
And one thing I noticed about the people in Catapult is that most of them just have, like, a really big goal, and they're always driven to complete that goal. And so it's, even though it seems like a long time, as long as you have that vision and you have that objective, it just always works out. Well, not always, but like,
he's seen Catapult companies, and for Catapult companies, that's kind of true.
Yeah, 90% of the time, right? I mean, yeah. That's the deal. This is very cool. Where do people go to learn more about it? Like, what else? You know, is there anything else we need to know about Catapult today?
Yeah, so, you know, like I said, we have 15 offices currently. We're going to have 22 in our new space.
Nice.
We're also gaining a medium office. Currently, we have small and large, so we're getting that medium third category. The space, like I said, as much as we've loved our current space, we inherited it as a law office, as is.
Does that go to Kurt Mackey, or is he aged out of there now?
He's graduated.
He's graduated.
So, yes, still
Sorry.
An alumni,
Sorry,
still
Kurt.
Involved.
Too old.
You know, we've done some subtle renovations to our current space, but our new space is being totally built out with us in mind. And so it's really just going to help that leveraging our mission of kind of that founder empowerment, mentorship, and experience sharing. That's really what we do. So if people are looking for that, most of our current companies are making the move with us, but I will have small offices open. So if they're interested, they can go to our website, www.catapultchicago.com. They can schedule a tour or shoot me an email right from there. But yeah, always happy to talk about the next wave of Catapult founders.
Very cool. Congrats again on
Thank
the
you.
On the.
You'll have to come over for a tour.
I will.
Grand opening party. We'll send out more information.
I will
as that's
definitely
coming.
Want to go check out the new space because the other one was actually still pretty cool.
It was lovely. Yeah.
But
no knocks.
New is always
space.
Better.
Your
new
space is also really awesome. The views are phenomenal.
Yeah, this isn't
so.
Terrible.
Yeah, high five.
Very cool. Awesome. Thank you guys so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank
as
you.
Always.
Of course. You can catch this episode and more on technori.com. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter @technori, or you can follow me @Katoon. Boom. That's a wrap.